Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Giving Tuesday, and it was last Tuesday that we got, or Wednesday, a text message from a listener who has heard us talk on the radio before and has heard us talk with Pastor Corey Brooks from Project Hood, who's in our studio. Hey, Pastor, how are you?
Hey, John, I'm glad to be here as always. I appreciate it.
Thanks for taking a little time out of your busy schedule.
Absolutely. Well, you know, anytime I get invited to WGN to spend time with John Williams, I'm here.
Tell our audience how tortured you were because you had a decision to make today.
Yeah, you know, I was on the way here on Lakeshore Drive, and they said, I got a phone call, and they said, Pastor, you got to turn around. Scottie Pippen is at the church. And I thought, oh, wow, Scottie Pippen, John Williams, I'm going to go with John Williams.
So those screeching brakes you heard on the Dan Ryan were his vehicle turning around. Was it really Scottie Pippen?
It was really Scottie Pippen. He's really there.
What's he doing?
He's visiting, checking out the school, and encouraging the students to stay motivated, to stay in school, looking at the center. Yeah,
making a visit. And then did he show him the construction site as well?
Definitely showing him the construction site and trying to hopefully get some, persuade him to help us out with the basketball courts. So we'll see.
Oh, how about that? Yeah. Right. Although this opportunity center you're building isn't a gym and it's not a rec center.
Definitely
it's
not.
What?
It is a leadership and economic center where we're teaching the trades. We're teaching culinary arts. We're doing trauma counseling. A lot of the things that individuals need to help transform their lives, that's what we're really trying to commit ourselves to doing.
So you're in the studio with a small group of people here who I want to introduce you to.
Yes.
And one of them is Paul Shaw, who is the president of Anderson and Shaw Roofing, speaking of the trades. Hey, Paul, how are you? Welcome to our studio.
Hey, John, thank you for this opportunity. And Pastor Brooks, nice to see you, Paul.
You're a WGN radio listener. You sent us a text message last week, right?
Yes.
Do you remember what the message said?
Well, the message says, John, I heard you talking to Pastor Brooks about this $1 million unanimous donor for this center. And we as the Chicago Roofing Council, the union arm of council, been talking about actually for a couple of years, and last year we almost went to see Pastor Brooks on the roof. I said, well, roofers on the roof would be a good thing.
Roofers on the roof.
And somehow it not meant to be at that time, and it kind of touched my nerve. I was in a grocery store parking lot, and I sent an email to our group, said, hey, we need to do something.
So what did you guys decide to do?
Well, Rod Patrick, my good friend, stepped up and he said, hey, I make a proposition that the trustees vote $50,000 donations.
Wow.
And I was really happy and moved, and there we are.
I got to tell you, Rod, welcome to the studio as well.
Thank you.
Rod Petrick is here from Ridgeworth Roofing. Where are you located then?
We're down in the Frankfort area. Yeah. I've been down there for about 12 years now.
When we got Paul's message, Pastor, I thought, I'm not going to read this on the radio because I don't know if I believe it. Nobody just out of the blue texts in and go, hey, we think we're going to give you $50,000 and work with Pastor Brooks. I'm sure it's your experience that sometimes people have very ambitious donations that they don't follow through on.
For sure. Absolutely.
So I'm like, are these guys for real? Is this really going to happen? You understand my hesitation, right?
I do. And as Paul said, as a trustee at the CRC, as we call it, Chicago Roofing Council, we've been talking about how can we help ourselves and get people into the trade. And as one of our other trustee members says, we continually kick the can down the road. And when this came up, I'm thinking, this stops kicking the can. We have an opportunity to partner with a group, get our roofing curriculum put in, and help get people interested in our trade.
What's a roofing curriculum?
Basically start to teach people that have never been on a roof.
Well, I know how to roof. You get some tar paper, you roll it out, and then you get some nails. What else do I need to know? Am I certified?
You're not. as I told the pastor earlier, he says, yeah, he had roofed. I said, well, everybody roofs once.
Yeah.
Then the guys on this side of the table, we roof forever, it seems.
Yeah.
But roofing has become a very technical trade. And through curriculum developed by the NECRR, I believe it is, and along with the NRCA, National Roofing Contractors Association, they're developed curriculum. So you take somebody that's never been there and give them kind of an entry-level skill, and then you can grow off of that where they can work with a crew and they're not coming out there completely stunned about what they expect. They have an idea what's going to be
happening. Is it a union position for some of these guys and gals?
It can be. All of the CRC, we represent approximately 90 signatory contractors, roofers Local 11, that service all of Northern Illinois.
Hmm. So is roofing something you teach or work on?
So it's not presently something that we're teaching, but we're going to be equipped once the center is up. One of those classrooms is going to be designated for roofing. Huh. We're also going to be teaching construction and plumbing and electrical. So we're really excited about the relationship that we can formulate with these individuals and their companies. And hopefully we can help supply them with a nice workforce out of our neighborhood.
Well, Paul, that was kind of your idea, right? Was like, let's marry the two. He's got the kids and maybe the place, and you've got the need, right?
Exactly, exactly. You know, we've been serving this community. We have Tony from MW Powell. Their roofing company has been here since right after Chicago Fire. And so we've been part of this community, and we want more of a community to blend in.
Absolutely.
And be our workforce.
Tony, absolutely. Say hello over there. Lean into that microphone. What is your name again?
My name is Tony Roque. I'm president of MW Powell Company. And like Paul said, he said it's a Chicago Fire, but we were actually established here in the city in 1847.
Huh.
Wow.
So we've been doing this for a few days now.
I imagine the business has changed a little bit over
a bit. A bit.
But, yes. I mean, is it the sort of thing where you really would need to have an apprentice, somebody to learn the skills?
Yes, and we partner, like Rod said, with local roofers, Local 11, and they provide us with state-of-the-art joint apprentice program and facility, but we think we need more opportunity for more individuals at an entry level to get involved.
So would the idea be that a kid from the south or west side maybe knows about Pastor Brooks, mm-hmm. and has never thought about the roofing industry, but maybe that's a career choice for somebody?
It's a great
maybe
career.
That's a good, a job.
It offers great wages, we have health benefits, pensions, so there's a lot more to offer than just a job.
How much can somebody make roofing?
Well, journeyman roofers on their check are making about $50 an hour. And then there's
really?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's on the check.
And the $30 worth of benefits on top of that.
Really?
Yeah. And we have one of the best health care. I mean, I'm still carry card. I've been carry for 42 years.
Yeah.
For the benefits that they provide.
Really? No kidding. Wow. Now, who's your partner here? What's your name, sir?
Bruce Diedrich, Waukegan Roofing.
Hi, Bruce. What would you add to all of this conversation?
Well, what we are attempting to do in collaboration with Project Hood and the trustees of the A&R funders, we're attempting to develop and assist with the implementation of a program to promote the Roofers Local 11 Union Roofing Contractor membership in the Chicagoland construction industry to provide opportunities for young people from the neighborhood with a chance to improve their lives, learn a skill, learn a trade through the curriculum promoted by the NRCA, National Roofing Contractors Association. We want to provide a hands-on training center facility with Pastor to give these kids a chance to earn a good living, improve the quality of their life.
Yeah, $50 an hour.
And yeah, well, they don't start
great
there.
Great opportunity.
They don't start there, but they can exceed that. So
it's a 5-year apprenticeship program. They graduate.
Really?
Yeah. After 5 years, they'll make $50 plus the $30 an hour on the benefits for the health and welfare and pension.
I believe first-year apprentices are starting right around 25.
Wow. 25, yeah.
That's great.
So how compelling or appealing is that, would you say, to you or the kids in your neighborhood?
Oh, very much so. First of all, I want to say how appreciative I am to these guys for even considering to give us the opportunity to partner with them. They're actually one of the first groups who have reached out like this, and that's why we're creating the center, so that we can have partnerships and collaborations with trades, so the individuals can move out of whatever life they're in to being trained and get good jobs. So this is like the perfect opportunity for us, and it works so very well what we're attempting to do. So this is going to be a good fit. So a lot of people will take advantage of it.
You think you can get kids to do this?
Without a doubt.
It does not sound glamorous to me.
Oh, without a doubt.
It sounds like hard work.
John, as I mentioned to you before, when you say roofer, people come to mind and say it's hard, it's hot, it's heavy. Roofing have changed. We do now garden roofs. We do this, the white roof that you see out of your windows. It's no longer that old hot tar and gravel. So it's you know, many of the ladies and women have come into this business. So it's not a bad trade for work environment.
And that's so true, because the roof that we're building at the center has a garden, a rooftop garden. So that's so true, and it has a space where people can go out on top of the deck and just relax, and that's being done because of companies like these guys, and we appreciate it.
You know, John Pastor took the time to thank us for his opportunity. We're the ones thanking you.
Thank you.
For allowing us to be a part of, I saw this on the fence, helping others obtain destiny.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that is so important about what we're doing here, the collaboration today.
Yeah.
That's your line?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, yeah, that's it's Project Hood, helping others obtain destiny, and that's on the fence, so you're right.
If I could just take a moment to just recognize the other trustees who voted to move
forward. Which I was surprised, because
then
Paul told me, he says, so then I called, or you all like had an emergency meeting and said, okay, we have got to finally stop kicking the can down the road. We've got to do something. And then you said, okay, let's write a check for these guys.
Right.
And I thought, who influenced who to make 50? Forget the collaboration, which is huge. That's maybe the most important thing. But $50,000 sounds like a lot of money to me.
It was Big Rod who made it happen.
I looked at it. It's an investment for us.
Yeah,
and it's an investment to help us get people interested in trade. Except to what you had said. It's people look at it and it's dirty and it's hard work, and we're working in the wintertime, we're working in the summer. So you have all of it to work in. But it's an opportunity for us to invest in ourselves and invest in the Chicago youth to get them to think about roofing. And what I thought was interesting, when this all started, but I think we did this start to finish in 3 hours.
Yeah. Yes. Well, but that's the thing. I think it can be done. Sitting here on the radio, I've talked to the pastor so many times, and I thought, I know there are resources out there. We just have to connect them to the people. And you guys stepped up and said, we are a resource. You could be the recipient of his resources as well, but this is just such a nice match. So how many signatories had to sign off on this then?
Well, the trustees consist of George Patterson, Bennett Rousseau Roofing out of Romeoville, Mark Duffy, Ellens and Mikan.
Right behind us.
Right behind me. Tony Roque, M.W. Powell Roofing. Myself, Bruce Diedrich, Waukegan Roofing. Troy Wormley, WBR Roofing. He's not here today. Paul Shaw, Anderson and Shaw Roofing. Rod Petrick, Ridgeworth Roofing. And Joe McDevitt, Roofs Inc. So those are the A&R trustees for the current.
Kind of all around Chicago. Then.
All around Chicagoland. Yeah. We have it surrounded.
Well, you know, Pastor and I talk a lot about how you might think of this as a West or South Side issue, the crime or the poverty or the lack of opportunity, but it affects the whole city.
Absolutely.
You've said many times that if we have a problem in this neighborhood or that neighborhood, the entire metro has a problem,
right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and I want to say, John, how important this is, that one of the ways we solve the poverty and the crime is that we have to come together as, and build collaborations and networks like this. And so they may not even realize the magnitude of what they're doing, but hopefully this will inspire and influence other organizations and other businesses to get involved, to help out. And so because of John and WGN, we have been tremendously blessed, whether it's Wintrust Bank or other individuals we met, and now you all. This is it's a wonderful thing, and we're really grateful. And that $50,000 is going to be actually $100,000 because we have $1 million match gift going on.
That's
so
what
thank
Paul
you
was
so
listening
much.
To. Yeah. Who knew roofers were so generous and engaged? I mean, I don't know roofers, and now I do, and I like them.
Yes.
What are the other? I wonder who else we would call out to out there. What other trades or industries would you benefit from hearing from?
Well, we're in the process of trying to put together a donation list for the finishings, you know, whether it's the drywall, whether it's the toilets and sinks and things of that sort. So we still have a lot of things to go, and we're looking for companies from around the city and outside of the city to come alongside and help us out. But we still have a lot of donation things to go, and we're going to reach it, and we appreciate it.
Okay, if somebody wants to get involved like these nice guys did, what should they do?
Well, they can just call my cell phone. 312-813-5211 is my cell phone. 312-813-5211. Or they can go to projecthood.org, projecthood.org. You can also donate there, and you can find out all the things that are going on and be updated on the construction as it's being built right now.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, Paul, thank you for bringing this nice collection of people here.
Thank you for, John, giving us the opportunity to be part of this community and make this donation.
But, you know, it's so easy just to sit on our hands and say, oh, boy, I hope things get better. I hope the employment situation gets better. I hope crime gets better. Or you can say, no, I'm going to do something. I'm going to write a check, and I'm going to work with these people and actually do something. And look at that. These roofers said, yeah, we'll do that. What's the name of the association again, Paul?
Chicago Roofing Contractor Association, the Chicago Roofing Council.
Yeah. Members in our studio. Yeah. Gentlemen, thank you. Congratulations. And you really are leading in this way. So we really appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having us. Thank you so very much.
Nice to see you, Pastor.
Always, John.